Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We're going to have opening prayer by Deacon Nelson Tyler. Amen.
Amen. I truly thank you for being allowed to be on this prayer ministry tonight. First, giving honor to God, to Pastor Jackson, the President of the Corporation, and Pastor Lewis Marshall, the Vice President of the Corporation, and his wife. And thank God, truly second praise to the Lord for being here. Can you please lower your head or wherever you're at? Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for another day and night, oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Allow us to come together just one more time over this telephone, Lord. Lead, guide, direct our paths continually, oh, Lord Jesus. Help us to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Help us to love our neighbor as ourselves, Lord. In the name of Jesus, take us through our trials and tribulations. Fight our battles, plead our cause, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, rule and super rule with our lives, O Lord. Help us to love you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Increase our faith tonight, O Lord Jesus. Help us to believe you as the scripture has said, Lord. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, teach us how to pray, Lord. Don't let our prayers be amiss, O Lord, but help us to be in thy will the more, Lord. Help us, O Lord Jesus, to band together, Lord Jesus. Standing on your holy word, Lord. Hiding your word to the heart, Lord. Peace do it for us in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Save, heal, and deliver, O Lord Jesus. All that are listening, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. I know you're able, Father. Help us, O Lord Jesus. We need your help, O Lord Jesus. Don't let us lean to our own understanding, O Lord. Help us acknowledge you in all our ways. In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Our lives is in your hands, O Lord. And you know us best. Oh, Lord, stretch out thy hands tonight, oh, Lord. All that may be afflicted in their bodies, oh, Lord Jesus. Lay your hands on them, Lord Jesus. Heal both body and soul, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because we know you can heal, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All that may be in prison tonight, oh, Lord Jesus, or incarcerated, oh, Lord. Save, heal, deliver, Lord Jesus. Keep them while they're there, Lord Jesus. Bring them home safely, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to love one another, Lord Jesus. Bear one another up, Lord Jesus. Help us to be the one accord, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. All that are on the phone tonight, O Lord Jesus. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord Jesus. Touch and deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I know you're able, Lord Jesus. You can do all things that fail, Lord. And we're looking to you, Lord Jesus. The fight of battle of Peter calls, Lord. Even through this pandemic, O Lord Jesus. Save, Lord Jesus. Heal both body and soul, Lord. And I know you're able, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, don't let anything be done in our lives to strive for vain glory, Lord Jesus. But let everything be done for your glory and honor, Lord Jesus. And I know you're able, Lord Jesus. Have your eternal will, O Lord Jesus. Save our husband and wives, O Lord Jesus. Our children, O Lord Jesus. Our unsaved family members, O Lord Jesus. Please, save and bring them in before it's too late, Lord. Save our children as they go to school, O Lord Jesus. Keep them under thy precious blood, Lord. And I know you're able, Lord Jesus. Help us, O Lord Jesus. We need your help, Lord. We can't do it by ourselves, O Lord Jesus. We need you every second of every day, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I'm truly grateful for all things, Lord Jesus. Help us to appreciate you the more, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, my Savior, for what you've done for us in our lives thus far, Lord Jesus. Thank you by faith what we believe we're going to do, Lord. And we bless and thank you for us in right now, Lord Jesus. So please take charge tonight, O Lord Jesus. Send thy word, send thy name, O Lord Jesus. That everything we do for your glory and honor and your praise, O Lord. That don't let anything be done to display your name, glory, O Lord. We shall continue to give your holy name the praise because you're so worthy, O Lord. These prayer I ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. We're going to have our opening scripture.
Yes, I shall be reading the 121st number of Psalm. I'm reading from the King James Bible. It's beginning with verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I truly thank the Lord for the reading of his holy word. May he ever add a blessing to it. Service in the hands of Pastor Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the opening prayer. We thank God for the opening scripture coming through Deacon Tyler out of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God in Camden, New Jersey. And also joining us on the line tonight is Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Praise God. And we just thank God for this radio ministry. Once again, we do welcome you to the show. And we pray that the Lord will bless you through this ministry and that God will do great things in your life. At this time, we're going to hear from Evangelist Maybelle Edmond.
Praise the Lord. God bless you out there in radio land. We're glad to be here once again. We Amen. Thank God for the opening prayer and for the reading of the scripture. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And that's who I'm looking to today. Even going through tests and trials, I'm looking to the Lord because I know he's able to take me. And we hope that you out there listening will receive the word of God and get a blessing from the word of God. And I'm thankful unto the Lord today for how he blessed us. He took us through our situation on today. I attended a funeral on today, and everything worked out fine. The preacher preached the word of God, and I tell you, he went forth in a praise.
Thank you.
And that's what we should be doing. We should be praising the name of the Lord our God because he is wonderful. He does all things well.
Amen.
We ought to give his name the praise, lift him up higher. We ought to praise him because he's been good to us. We got to be thankful unto him and bless his holy name.
Absolutely.
I thank God for all that he's doing, for what he's going to do, and what he has already done. I'm looking to the Lord, and we invite you to look to the Lord. Listen to the word of God on tonight that you may receive a blessing. God has great blessings for those who will hear the word of God. The Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, and your soul shall live." You may be burdened, you may be mourning, you may be grieving, but God has something in the word of God for you on tonight. So we are thankful for you tuning in, and we pray that the Lord will touch your soul. God bless you.
Bless you.
This part of this service is into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the words coming through Evangelist May. And, you know, in tough times, the things that we're going through, the Lord, he gives us what we need so we can get through. And we can rejoice and give God the praise even in this, regardless of what it is. We can yet praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. I just thank God because the Lord keeps proving himself in so many ways to his people, letting us know that he is here for us and that he has not forgotten us. Neither has he forsaken us.
Amen.
But he is with us even while we're going through difficult times and hard times and whatever things that are happening. Amen. The Lord is with us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for all things. And I do honor the Lord. Praise the Lord. And for the benefit of those who are tuning in for the first time, just to let you know a little about me, I am Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I'm the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, as mentioned before, at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. Also stated before, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer, also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. It is indeed a blessing to have this great ministry that the Lord has given. Amen. And he's expanding the ministry, and
yes,
souls are being blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
And I am glad about that. Praise the Lord. I know that I'm not a songstress, but I would like to sing a song, and I ask you to pray along with me as I sing this song. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And it's called Encourage My Soul. I believe that's the name of it. So I'm going to attempt to sing it. Encourage my soul and let us journey on, for the night is long and we are far from home. Praise be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Encourage my soul and let us journey on, for the night is long and we are far from home. Praise be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. God put a rainbow in the sky. God put a rainbow in the sky when it looked like the sun wasn't gonna shine anymore. God put a rainbow in the sky. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The storm is passing over.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Thank God for the encouragement. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I would like to go to the Word of God and ask that you will pray along with me
yes.
for the next ensuing minute, and I would like to turn your attention to the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verses 1 through 21, and also 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 9 through 11. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Again, those scriptures are Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 1 through 21, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'll begin with Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 1. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captive, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconiah the king, and the queen, and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives from your sons, for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And speak the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations, hallelujah, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive, because ye have said, the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let's read again. Because ye have said, the Lord has raised us up prophets in Babylon. Know, that thus saith the Lord, of the king that sitteth upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwelleth in this city, and of your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. And I will persecute them with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of earth, to be a curse and an astonishment and an hissing and a reproach among all the nations whither I have driven them, because they have not hearkened to my words, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them. But ye would not hear, saith the Lord. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, of Ahab the son of Kaleah, and of Zedekiah the son of Maaseiah, which prophesy a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And I want to read 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter, verses 9 through 11. And it reads, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. For God has not appointed us, I read that already, verse 10, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Verse 11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and one another, even as also ye do. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for his word and for the reading of his word. Praise the Lord. And tonight I would like to leave for a title, We Need Encouragement. And our theme, Lord, Think on Me. Praise God. Amen. We thank God because the Lord is a merciful God. And in this passage of scripture from Jeremiah, we see where Jeremiah, the prophet that the Lord had called and to send to his people Israel, he began to obey the words of the Lord. And he told the people whatever God gave him, he prophesied to them the truth. And many of them were hard-hearted and stiff-necked, and they refused to hear the words of the Lord. Amen. So God had it in his plan for the children of Israel to go peacefully into captivity under King Nebuchadnezzar. But they would not go peacefully. Amen. So God did cause them to go into captivity. And while they were in captivity, the prophet Jeremiah wrote a letter and sent it to them. And in the letter, he began to explain the things concerning the various ones who were in Babylon. And he gave them the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. How God wanted them to go ahead on and live while they were in captivity, because there would come a day when the Lord would deliver them from the state they were in. Amen. Praise the Lord. He encouraged them to go ahead and build houses, to dwell in them, to plant gardens, to eat the fruit of them, take wives, to get sons and daughters, you know, and have families. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that they wouldn't be diminished while they were in that land, because they would be there for a pretty good amount of time, a 70-year period. Praise God. And one thing the Lord wanted the people to do was to seek the peace of the city. And they were encouraged to pray unto the Lord for that peace, because if there was peace there, they would also have peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we wonder how we ended up in this situation. But we have to continue in prayer, and we have to seek the Lord no matter what situation we're in. Amen. Because God has a divine plan, and He has ordained certain things for our lives.
Yes.
They were already ordained before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But in this case, God had a special plan and purpose for His people. Glory, hallelujah. There were prophesying, but they were prophesying lies in the name of the Lord. And the people were warned concerning these lying prophets. Hallelujah. Many false prophets have risen up in these days, and they're prophesying for all kinds of things, but they have not been sent by the Lord. Oh, praise be to God. Pray with me just a few minutes more. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so the Lord, as He began to speak to the people through Jeremiah, and getting down here near verse 10, it says, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you." Hallelujah. And so we need to have patience and wait on the Lord. And while we're waiting, we need encouragement, because it does get very trying at times. Hallelujah. Our faith may tend to get a little weak. It may look like we cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord is always there.
Amen.
And He will visit us and let us know that He is ever present. Glory be to God. And so in this, the Lord said that He would visit them and perform His good word toward them in causing them to return to where they were in Jerusalem. Amen. To bring them back home. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the verse 11, He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the
yes.
Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Oh, thank you, Lord. He will not keep us in the dark, because He is a God of light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will give us exactly what we need. Amen.
Yes.
If we have patience and just wait on Him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. The Lord is thinking about us and our well-being. Amen. Praise God. He is our healer, and He's there to heal us, both body and soul. He's there to carry us through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the Lord began to encourage the people by
yes.
letting them know that they would call upon Him. And
they would go and pray unto him, and they would hearken, he would hearken unto them. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. When we can call on the Lord, he will hear our cry and hearken unto us. If we just wait and be patient, the Lord will surely show up. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
if you're
yes.
seeking him, you will find him. Verse 13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And we have to come to that point of being able to search for the Lord with all our heart. Some people only seek the Lord for what they want right then and there. And that's it. Amen. They just want to get out of that situation. They just want God to do this, and they want God to do that. But their whole heart, all of their heart, is not into seeking the Lord and really searching for him and trying to find what his will is in their life. They're more concerned with trying to do their own thing, trying to live like they want to live. Hallelujah, praise God. But this is the time to turn and search for God, all of your heart.
Yes.
And the Lord said, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Praise be to my God. Sometimes we may find ourselves bound up, oh, my Lord Jesus, captive. And it takes the Lord to come and loose us from captivity. Amen. The enemy will try to bind us up with lies and all kinds of different things.
Yes.
But God, he will come. And he will break the chains, hallelujah. He will destroy the yoke, and he will make us free from captivity. Enemy, captivate your mind. Oh,
yeah.
Praise God. But search for the Lord with your whole heart.
Yes.
And you can find him, and he will loose you from captivity. The
yes.
Lord will set you in a place, amen, even in heavenly places. Glory
yes.
be to God. I just thank God for his word, because this lets me know that the Lord is thinking good thoughts toward
yes.
his people. The
yes.
Lord wants peace for his people.
Yes.
He wants blessings, healing for his people. He wants the best, the very best for his people.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm encouraged by that. Because
yes,
1 Thessalonians, the verse that I read to you,
yes.
1 Thessalonians,
yes.
it lets us know that God has not appointed us for wrath.
Amen.
He's not done that. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God has something good for his people.
Amen.
He wants us to have salvation. This is why he sent Jesus. Jesus
yes.
came and he gave his life for us. Since
Amen.
God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. For God has not appointed us to wrath, as he
Amen.
Has those who have done evil. Amen.
Yes.
Praise be to God. If we walk upright before him, if we hearken to the words of the Lord, if we obey his commandments, glory be to God. The Lord has beautiful things
in store for his people.
Amen.
Praise God, Jesus, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we can live together with him. Amen. That's where I want to end up. That's where I want to be with the Lord. When it's all said and done, that's the place I want to be. I want to behold his face. Amen. And I want to see him in peace. Glory to God. You also can see him in peace. And we ought to comfort one another with these words. The Lord gives us this assurance, and he gives us this encouragement to help us along the way. And I just thank God because I'm encouraged to do the work of the Lord. I'm encouraged to continue on. When we are doing something for the Lord, let us be aware that the enemy, Satan, our adversary, is going to rise up every time and try to put a stop to what we're doing for the Lord.
Yes,
he is against God and anyone that believes in the Lord. He's against you.
Yes.
Satan does not care about you.
Amen.
He just wants to destroy your life. He just wants to destroy everything about you.
Yes.
Glory be to God, but Jesus came to give us life.
Yes.
It may be challenging at times, but we can make it with the help of the Lord. The Lord will come and help us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He will send his holy angels. Amen. Glory be to God. To be in camp all about us to protect us from the forces of evil. Oh,
yes.
Praise be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord promised that he would not leave us, neither would he forsake us. And I just want him to think on me. Oh, glory to God. And I'm reminded of the two malefactors who were crucified right alongside Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How that they were there because of the
Bible
said to be signed, no thought in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So one of the malefactors, he turned to Jesus and he said, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Oh,
yes.
Praise be to God. And I just thank God because Jesus gave him the most encouraging words by telling him that this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He told him that he was going to be with him in paradise that same
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the messenger, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you look upon us, oh, Lord, all those who are listening to the word of God. We pray that you stretch out your mighty hand right now, oh, Lord, and we pray that you will touch some souls. I pray, Lord, that you will have mercy, oh, Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover, oh, Lord. Jesus, I know you're able, oh, Lord. I know the power is in thy hand. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to take control, continue to have your way, continue to let your will be done, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we know that you are an able God. We know you can do all things, for all power is given unto you, Lord. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. You're able to save, oh, Lord, to the uttermost, Jesus. You're able, Lord, to give that salvation. You're able, Jesus, to heal the sick. You're able, Jesus, to raise the dead. Oh, my God, you're able to open up the blinded eyes. You're able, Jesus, to heal and deliver, Lord. We pray that you had mercy, oh, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you look upon the souls who are hospitalized, those who are dying, those who are near death. We pray that you have mercy, oh, Lord. Look on the souls of men, Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you be merciful unto them. Raise them up, oh, Lord. Deliver their soul. Deliver their mind, Jesus. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, I pray, Jesus, that you go into the nursing homes. Look upon those who are afflicted, those who are sick, oh, Lord. We pray that you touch, Lord, heal their affliction, lift their burden, oh, Lord, heal their bodies and save their souls. Have mercy on them, Lord. Go into the prisons and the institutions. Look on the souls, oh, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. Those who have come down with the COVID virus, we pray that you have mercy on them, Lord. Deliver their souls. Save them, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We know all power's in thy hand. We know you're a healer, Jesus. Thou art a deliverer, Jesus. Be merciful, Lord. Send your mercy, Jesus. Oh, my God. Look upon the EMTs, the doctors, the nurses. Oh, my God, the housekeepers, the aides. Touch them, oh, Lord. Give them strength, oh, Lord, that they may be able to minister to the men and the women and the children who are sick, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Look on those souls that are carrying a heavy burden, those who are grieving in the name of Jesus, those who have lost loved ones. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Touch them, Jesus. Lift the burdens of their hearts. We know you're able, Jesus. Have mercy right now, Lord. Send mercy, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, continue to touch, Lord. Heal and deliver. We know thou art a deliverer. We know you can do all things, oh, Lord. Jesus, you're a miracle worker. Jesus, fix it right now, Lord. Go into that home where there's trouble. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you'll fix it, oh, Lord. Jesus, move, Lord. Move in a mighty way, oh, Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover, Lord. Wash, oh, Lord. Wash the souls in the name of Jesus. Fix it, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Jesus. Move in a mighty way. Move yourself
depression. He come to discourage. He come to hinder in the name of Jesus. But Lord, I know your blood, the blood of Jesus. You're able, Lord. You're able to save to the uttermost. You're able, Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Move, Lord. Move in somebody's heart. Change somebody's mind, Lord. Change, Lord. Make a change in their life today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, Lord. You can do it, Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. That soul, that's crying, Lord. That soul, that's carrying a heavy burden. We want you to fix it, Lord. Lift the burden, oh Lord. Strengthen the weak. Heal the sick, oh Lord. Deliver the bound, Jesus. Move, Lord. Move, Jesus. Those who are listening to thy word, Jesus. We pray that you touch them, oh Lord. Touch their hearts, oh Lord. Give them a mind to change from their way. Give them a mind to seek your face. Help them, oh Lord. Somebody who may have strayed away, touch them right now, Lord. Jesus, change their mind. Give them a mind to come back to you, Lord. Give them a mind to seek your face, Lord. In the name of Jesus, somebody that's weak, Lord, we pray that you touch them. Give them strength, oh Lord. Strengthen their souls, oh Lord. Strengthen their mind, oh Lord. Strengthen their courage. In the name of Jesus, help them, Jesus. Help, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we plead that you have mercy, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I know you're able, oh Lord. I know you got the power, Lord. You are an able God. You're able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. We are taking you at your word. Believe your word. We trust you, O Lord. We know your word is true. And we know that you'll do just what you said you would do, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you in faith. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for victory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Glory to your name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Continue to have your way. Continue to move by your spirit, oh Lord. Help us to go through. Help us to stand. Help us to continue to preach thy word. In the name of Jesus, don't let us take down, oh Lord, but help us to drive and to go forward in your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this prayer, oh Lord. Continue to bless and go with us and stand by us. Bless and keep us, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that word that came through Evangelist Hameen. She preached out of her soul. Thank God for the word. For God had not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation. That's what God wants us to have. That's why Jesus died. So we can have salvation. Glory to God. Some people are so full of wrath and fury and anger, but God had not called us to wrath. He had not called us to anger. He had not called us to fury. He called us salvation that we might have that salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Beautiful passages of scripture. Thank God for his word. And I have a mind to continue to serve the Lord. We hope that you out there listening have gained something
from the Word of God on tonight. God bless you. The service is back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. You know all about it, Jesus. Oh, my God. You know the burden, oh, Lord. You know the burden that I bear, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know what we're going through, oh, Lord. Contain the touch of Jesus. Strengthen us, oh, Lord. Give us courage. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to hold out, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Go with us, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to have to keep on praying. That prayer was good.
God bless.
God bless you.